bebop meets hip hop and the many flavors of jazz. I'm Tony Bellamy, technical difficulties and all. This is the podcast. I am back with a beard. Glad to be here. Most importantly, and just getting it all together. Today's program, Just Coolin' the Podcast. Want to make that distinction. Found on Amazon, TuneIn, Spotify, Podbean, and thanks for all the people that are listening to our show. Today's show is going to be about the great James Ntume. Many of you may not know James Ntume, but you're going to find out real quick. James Ntume was the son of the legendary Percy Heath of the Heath Brothers. He was a percussionist, musician, singer, Afrocentric R&B, and activist, real important. He also played with Sonny Rollins, Pharoah Sanders, and McCoy Tyner, Lonnie Liston Smith. And Ntume was also played with the great Miles Davis from 1971 to 75. He was a percussionist. And I said he was a writer of R&B as well, if I didn't say that, or real black music as the great Little Richard called it. He composed this cut that, you know, many of you may know of, and was the most sample cut. I'm going to play it right here. And it was called Juicy Fruit. Now, that cut was sampled by many. And it was also sampled most famously by the great Biggie Smalls, okay? He was sued by Juicy Fruit Gum, by the way, and the suit was dropped once Ntume explained it wasn't about the gum, but it was really oral sex. Believe it or not, okay? I think you get the idea right here, okay? As I said, he composed for Miles Davis, not only for Miles Davis, he arranged for Miles Davis, and he wrote tunes for Phyllis Hyman, You Know How to Love Me, Stephanie Mills, Two Hearts Are Always Better, What You Gonna Do with My Lovin', Roberta Flack and Donnie Hathaway, and Lonnie Liston Smith. You know, just some of the things that Ntume did. Ntume had many hits, and he argued against hip hop. He was for it, but he also argued against hip hop by saying that musicians such as himself that are being sampled should be paid. And he was getting a lot of flack from hip hop for even asking for this, which they had a retort called Talking All That Jazz, which was aimed at him. But the suit that he had against hip hop, against artists using his music, was soon resolved once Steely Dan won a suit. So Steely Dan had to win first, okay? Then him and James Brown, okay? So, you know, that's how it went down. And, I say this, not to come down on hip-hop, but what we're going to talk about is jazz and hip-hop and how jazz met hip-hop and hip-hop met jazz, okay? Not only did he do tunes, but he also was an activist on 98.7 KISS FM on Open Line with the great Bob Slade. You should look that up and see some of the great interviews that they did on there. The tunes knew about the politics, he knew about the music, and he knew the history of our music, okay? And it was something the way I would love to have articulated, but Ntume did it best, okay? James Ntume. And as I said before, Little Richard once called saying, what's going on with black music? He said, what's going on with R&B? Or he's called real black music. But many black artists were being blackballed. On the reason was that R&B and jazz had become so watered down, as Ntume had said, that it was bound to be copied. The black artist was no longer needed, and recording companies just turned away from them. Okay, and what he said about that was that when you have something creative, you should own it and quantify it. Okay, you should own the wealth, not just do the music and not be able to live off of it. And many artists don't do that, and that's how they become extinct. Hip hop discovered jazz, and I'm going to say that lightly. I know some jazz artists are going to say it. But the great thing about that, many DJs discovered jazz because jazz had been disconnected from the black community by radio, okay? The clubs, they weren't playing them, and schools had no more instruments, music classes, and there was no singing. There was nothing going on. So when hip hop came along, they discovered jazz by sampling because they had the ear, okay? You know, I know some of you guys are cringing when I say that, but it also reconnected jazz back to the black community of some of that great music that came out of that time. And needless to say, there were artists such as Roy Ayers, Lonnie Liston Smith, Ronnie Foster, Mystic Voyage, Gil Scott-Heron, James Entombe, as I said already, and so forth. And what I'm going to do right now is that I'm just going to play you a couple of cuts that were used in hip-hop, such as, that were sampled. So you can hear them, okay? And some of those cuts was like this one. You'll hear this. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. This is Ronnie Foster, and it's called Mystic Voyage, used by Electric Relaxation, okay, Tribe Called Quest, all right? Just giving you an idea, all right? Another one. You heard that, right? That's Roy Ayers, Everybody Loves the Sunshine, used by Mary J. Blige, all right? That's a cut, all right? Another one here, right here, I'm going to go real quick. I know you heard that, right? Let's Put a Crush on You by Lil' Kim. She used that. Yeah, that was by Brain Dance, and it was by Jeff Lorber and Fusion. Okay? I'm going to give you another cut here. I don't want to, get you too bored, but I just want to give you an idea, not taking away from the hip-hop artists at all, but it was good that jazz, that these DJs had the ear to know that this was great music to use in the rap world, because if it's something that you know, by the way, I want to make something clear, hip-hop is something that you do, it's a culture. And rap is something that you do, okay? So there's a difference, there's a separation. Just giving you those two cuts right there gives you an idea of what is happening and how the contribution of jazz happened, okay? Let's continue with more about, what was happening in the world of hip-hop, of jazz, okay? And Mr. Entombe also loved many of the jazz artists that were coming out today, such as Kamasi Washington, Terrace Martin, Robert Glasper, Kendrick Lamar, that were changing the music scene and, having the influences, many of them, of hip-hop, at the same time, adding it on to the music. And matter of fact, Miles Davis and Max Roach once said something's going to come out, something great is going to come out of that music. Now, I'm going to play you another cut right here. This is the Garden of Peace. And it was, this was by Lonnie Liston Smith. Okay. And this cut was used by Jay-Z, okay, for Dead Presidents. This is another cut. Just give you an idea of that tune. All right, there you go. Now you're gonna hear Dead Presidents by Jay-Z. Hear that? Yeah. It gives you an idea right there, okay? Alright. And here's Lil' Kim using, as I said, Jeff Lorber's Brain Dance. Yeah. Okay. That's another cut. Here we go, another one that's very familiar. You're going to listen to this one. Hear that right there? That's by the great Bob James, all right? And you've heard that many times being used in hip-hop. It's called Take Me to the Mardi Gras, okay? And I'm just giving you an idea of some of the great music that's come from jazz contributing to hip-hop, okay? And many DJs such as Pete Rock, Premier, Large Professor, Dilla, DJ Dilla, can't say enough, of using the elements of jazz in the music, okay? And that's something that is worthwhile knowing. And James Ntume very much embraced hip-hop, and that we should also embrace hip-hop and what the new jazz artists are coming out with today. Ntume explained also how music, art, and politics can be separated. But if you notice, great music came out of hard times. We are creative, despite the obstacles. Jazz, R&B, real black music, okay, soul, have all been created by African Americans. But we didn't control the image, and we didn't control the wealth. And that's something that's got to be resolved and moving forward. As Ntume, the great Ntume, once said, you shouldn't look at the puppet, but look at the puppeteer. Who's really running the things of controlling the wealth in the image? Okay, here on Just Coolin', the podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. It's really short today, but I just wanted you to know about it. By the way, Just Coolin', the TV show or video, music video show, is featuring the great Chick Corea, and can be found on PEG Media, Staten Island Community TV, Brooklyn, and cable TV, PEGmedia.org, if I didn't say that enough, and also Vimeo. You can catch that. The podcast that we've just done here can be found on Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, and TuneIn. I want to thank all the people that listen to our show and podcast. I hope to be back soon. I hope you enjoyed this, and that's going to be it here on Just Coolin', where hip hop meets bebop and bebop meets hip hop, and the many flavors of jazz.